This is Dr. Masood Chaab dictating history and physical examination on Mary Jo Behar, B-E-H-R, Mary M-A-R-Y, Jo J-O. Date of birth is 2/24/1936. Date of service is 10/10/2024. Ms. Behar is a very pleasant 88-year-old female with history of hyperlipidemia, history of rheumatoid arthritis, history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3, aortic atherosclerosis, and degenerative joint disease, who apparently suffered a mechanical fall, was seen in the emergency room, was complaint of pain in her femur, was diagnosed with periprosthetic right femoral fracture, was admitted to the hospital. She denies being losing consciousness, she denies hitting her head, denies being dizzy or lightheaded, denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, no palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. As mentioned, she was seen in the emergency room, was diagnosed with periprosthetic hip fracture, ephemeral fracture. Orthopedic saw the patient. Plan was no acute surgical intervention. Recommendations were to start home medications. Patient was otherwise doing better. She has been non-weight bearing, right lower extremity. Patient was subsequently doing better. Was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge rehabilitation facility. At the present time, she feels better. She does complain of pain when she moves, otherwise she denies any pain. She denies any other complaints, no other symptoms. Past medical history. Past medical history has been significant for aortic atherosclerosis, pulmonary hypertension, chronic kidney disease, stage 3, hypertensive heart and renal disease. Hyperlipidemia, history of rheumatoid arthritis, history of aortic stenosis, its status post TAVR. Osteoporosis, coronary atherosclerosis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, degenerative joint disease, past surgical history has been significant for cataract surgery, bilateral cholecystectomy, EGD and colonoscopy, spine surgery, wrist surgery, kyphoplasty, total knee arthroplasty, and TAVR. Social history, smoking none, alcohol occasionally. Allergies. To oxycodone. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She does have history of TAVR, status post aortic stenosis, history of coronary atherosclerosis, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, denies any history of TIE or CVA, no history of seizures, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, complaints of pain in the right hip / thigh area. History of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils vehicle round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart as well as two was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, right hip. Periprosthetic fracture, femur, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next fall, next history of aortic stenosis, status post TAVR, next CAD, next rheumatoid arthritis, next GERD, next DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy. She is non-weight bearing at the present time. She has a follow-up appointment with ortho, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 11/18/1951. Date of service is 10/16/2024. Mr. Douglas is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He has been non-compliant. He has not been refusing his medications. He does not want his vitals. Also has times does not eat, throws the food away, has been agitated and he was felt to be in pain. He sometimes complains of back pain. He denies any complaints of any chest pain or shortness of breath, no palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, chronic back pain. Next, confusion. Next, history of CVA. Next, history of paranoid schizophrenia. Next, generalized anxiety disorder. Next, mood disorder. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about symptoms, discuss with the nursing staff also. We'll put in a duralgesic patch, 25 micrograms every 3 days to see if that helps control his pain so that he's not agitated. I've also recommended psych nurse to see him and adjust his medications. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. He will continue with hospice care. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.